Welcome to Abergavenny Baptist Church.
Life, faith, together.
The Bible reading is from John chapter 20 and verses 19 to 23.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
I don't know what comes to your mind when you hear the word peace. For me, I think of a tropical beach, watching the sun setting over the ocean, with the waves just sort of kind of lapping up on the shore, and a cocktail in my hand. Or I'm walking in the mountains early in the morning in the forest, and I can hear the sound of a waterfall in the background, and you can hear the birds singing. Or sometimes after, you know, like a really hectic time, like for example, you have all the family coming over and it's a lot of fun, but it's just chaos and people everywhere, kids running everywhere, and there's all this noise. And then everyone goes home. And you flop on the sofa and you sigh this big sigh of relief. Peace and quiet. Unfortunately, this peace is often just a very short respite from all the noise. A holiday, but then you've got to return back to the stress and the pressure of work or school and life in general. It's not a lasting peace. And there's a lot of noise in life that kind of robs us of peace. Stress at work or at school, relationship difficulties, problems with friends or lack of friends, financial pressure, ill health of a friend or a loved one, bereavement. There's so much that in life, in the pressures of life, that rob us from that sense of peace. And so how do we cope? Well, at least what I do is I try to cope with this lack of peace through avoidance and distraction. In order to numb that feeling of a lack of peace, I distract myself with my phone. I'll be on social media. I'll be watching videos on YouTube or Netflix, have a glass of wine. All is a way of trying to numb that feeling of a lack of peace, but all it is avoiding the reality. It's escapism. It's trying to get away from it all. It doesn't bring any lasting peace. In extreme cases, it can lead to excessive drinking, taking drugs, self-medicating, quitting your job, leaving school. Although that might be the right decision in certain circumstances, often it's just a way of avoiding the issue. And all you end up doing is taking your problems to the next job. You're just exchanging one set of stress at work for another set of stress. And it doesn't bring that lasting peace. Is it possible to experience a real peace, a lasting inner peace that can weather any storm in life? Well, today we continue our series entitled Alive, where we're looking at five life-changing encounters with the risen Jesus and how through these encounters we can, one, be transformed by love, two, surprised by hope, three, filled with peace, four, live in freedom, and then five, fill our purpose. And in today's passage in John chapter 20 and verses 19 to 23, the disciples have their first encounter with the risen Jesus, and through this encounter, they are filled with peace, a real lasting peace, even in the midst of the chaos and the turmoil. And so we read in verse 19, it says, on the evening of the first day of the week. Now, the first day of the week is Sunday, so it's a Sunday evening of that first Easter Sunday. When the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders. So the disciples are all huddling together behind locked doors because they are afraid. Why? We're told because of the Jewish leaders. You see, the Jewish religious leaders, with the help of the Romans, have just crucified Jesus. They have just killed Jesus, and they're afraid that they're going to be next. And so they are hiding behind locked doors, and they are paralyzed with fear. They are stressed out and full of anxiety. And I believe they would also be filled with guilt. You see, they had told Jesus that they would follow him and be with him right to the end, but they had deserted him. They had run away. And now they're left with the feeling of guilt and fear. And it's within this context that we read, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." This is significant. This is the first thing Jesus says to his disciples. Peace be with you. Shalom. Now, while this would have been a conventional greeting in those days, and it's still a greeting for Hebrew speakers today, shalom. That the fact that this is the first thing Jesus says to his disciples, and the fact that he doesn't just say it once, but twice, he says it again in verse 21, shows you that something deeper is going on here. Jesus is not just saying, "Hello, hi guys, it's me." No, something far deeper than a greeting is going on here. Shalom is referring to an inner well-being and wholeness. How can these disciples experience shalom, peace, when there's a bounty on their head? The reason they can experience peace, the only reason, is because they've had an encounter with the risen Jesus. And as a result of that, they experience one, peace with God. Two, peace with self. Three, peace about the future. So firstly, peace with God. We read that Jesus came and stood among them. The sure fact that Jesus came and stood among them was proof that Jesus had forgiven them. That Jesus hadn't given up on them. That Jesus still loved them. That Jesus still had a plan and a purpose for their life. That's why Jesus goes on in verse 21 to say, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Jesus is going to send them to proclaim the good news that Jesus is alive so everyone can experience forgiveness and peace. He's still got a plan and a purpose for their life. And so they would have experienced peace. Peace with God. And a result of this peace with God, in turn, leads to, secondly, peace with self. All that guilt for having abandoned Jesus would have evaporated. They would have experienced forgiveness and peace. They would experience that peace with God and peace with themselves. They would have known that they are forgiven, that they are loved with an everlasting love, and that Jesus still has a plan and a purpose for their life, even if they don't understand it, even if they can't see it. Sometimes we lack peace in our life because we don't really accept ourselves. We're not at peace with ourselves. We don't have a great self-image. If that's you, can I encourage you to read the Bible and allow Jesus to speak to you through the Bible? Allow Jesus to speak to your heart, and then you will discover that you are more loved than you can imagine, that you are loved with an everlasting love, that Jesus hasn't given up on you, Jesus will never give up on you, and that Jesus has a plan and a purpose for your life. And you will discover who you are in Jesus, that you are forgiven, you are loved, you are significant. And that leads to peace. Peace with self. And then thirdly, peace about the future. We read in verse 20, after he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. You see, the fact that Jesus is alive changes everything. Death has been defeated. And this has an eternal significance for us. You see, when Jesus rose from the dead, we're not talking about resuscitation. Many people are resuscitated, but all of them eventually end up dying. When Jesus rose from the dead, he never died again. And so it's not technically correct to say Jesus came back from the dead. It's more correct to say that Jesus went through death and came out the other side. Jesus has gone beyond death and entered into a whole new type of humanity. A humanity that never dies but lives forever. And it's kind of like a supernatural humanity. I mean, Jesus just appears through locked doors, almost supernaturally. It's still the same body because the grave is empty. And he's got the scars on his hands and his side to prove it. It's still the same body, but it's been transformed into a new type of body, a supernatural body, one that never dies. And so Jesus has opened up the door for all of us to experience life after death through putting our faith in him. And this is the hope we have. And this isn't wishful thinking. Jesus rising from the dead proves this is not wishful thinking. This is a sure and a certain hope that we have in Jesus. And therefore, our future, our eternal future is secure. It doesn't matter what happens to us in this life, we know our eternal future is secure. And so we are at peace about the future. And that's why Jesus says in verse 22, you see, Jesus rising from the dead is not the, it's not the end of the story, it's the beginning. Jesus says, we read in verse 22, and with that he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. This is a clear echo going all the way back to the creation account in the book of Genesis, where God breathes his breath into the first human, and he becomes a living being. Now Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit onto his disciples, and they become alive. They receive new life, spiritual life, eternal life. And you too can receive that right now by putting your faith in Jesus. And when you do that, your future is secure, and you can have a peace about the future. Getting back to that very first Easter Sunday evening with the disciples. For the disciples, on the one hand, nothing has changed. The Romans are still ruling. The Jewish religious authorities still have a bounty on their heads. Death and evil still reign outside, and they're all going to suffer and eventually die. On one hand, nothing has changed. But on the other hand, everything has changed. Because Jesus is alive. Death has been defeated. Their future is secure. And so in the midst of all the chaos and all the heartache and all the confusion, they can experience peace and joy. Because Jesus is alive, in the midst of all anxiety and fear and confusion, our despair can turn to hope. Our sorrow can turn to joy. And our fear and our anxiety can turn to peace. A profound sense of peace. You see, when God created the world, there was shalom. There was peace. The original shalom, we see in the Garden of Eden, there was original shalom. People were at peace with God and peace with themselves and peace with creation. But then we turned our backs on God. And as a result, we experience alienation and insecurities. We experience guilt and shame. We lost our shalom. We lost our peace with God and peace with self. And so God comes in the person of Jesus. And on the cross, Jesus takes all our alienation and all our insecurity upon himself. He takes all our guilt and all our shame upon himself, and he deals with it so that through faith in him, we can experience shalom, forgiveness, and peace. Shalom restored. But we still live in a fallen world where there's chaos and turmoil everywhere. There's stress and pressure. But we can experience peace through knowing that Jesus is with us. He's present with us by his Holy Spirit. And by knowing that our future is secure. You see, one day we will experience perfect shalom in a new heaven and a new earth. And just as we get a picture of original shalom in the first two chapters of the Bible, in the Garden of Eden, in the last two chapters of the Bible, we get a picture of perfect shalom. And we read in Revelation chapter 21 and verses 4 to 5, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. And this is the hope we have in Jesus. Perfect shalom. And so within this passage, in John chapter 20 and verses 19 to 23, what we discover is that we can experience peace even in the midst of the chaos and the turmoil. You see, we don't have to get rid of every source of anxiety and fear and stress in order to experience peace. No, they can coexist. They can coexist at the same time. We can experience peace even amidst all the chaos. You see, peace is like an anchor. The boat might be hit by wind and waves. It might be bobbing around. But as long as the anchor is attached to the seafloor, you're held firm. You're secure. You're safe. And the anchor, for me, the anchor is a person. It's Jesus. And Jesus is a secure anchor. He's an eternally secure anchor. And so when everything goes wrong and when I lose everything, I know my anchor is secure. And I can wake up every day and I can say, it's enough to know that you are with me, Jesus. I know you will never leave me. You'll never forsake me. You'll never abandon me. You will be with me till the very end of this age. And I know there will be good days and there will be bad days. And there will be days where things will come after me. But I also know I will be okay as long as you are with me. You see, it's the presence of Jesus that brings peace. Real, lasting peace. And it doesn't matter how bad the storm is. It doesn't matter how bleak it feels. If we put our faith in Jesus, then we know this is not the end of the story. Our future is secure. Our eternal future is secure because Jesus is alive. And because Jesus is alive and because Jesus has defeated death, we know that Jesus holds the future. And so we can experience peace, real peace, lasting peace, even in the middle of the storm. Do you know this peace? Have you experienced this peace? If you want to experience this peace, we simply have to put our faith in Jesus. And when you do that, it's not going to be like someone just switches a switch on and all of a sudden all your stress, all your anxiety just kind of disappears and you have this peace. No, they coexist. They coexist. But as we walk with Jesus and as we become more and more aware of Jesus' presence with us, that he'll never leave us, and that our future is secure in Jesus, the more shalom we'll experience in our life, even in the middle of the storm. Have you experienced that peace? Do you want to experience that peace? If you want to experience more of that peace, well, if so, do pray the following prayer with me. In the quietness of your heart, let's pray. The words on the screen. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sin to deal with my alienation and insecurity, and that you rose from the dead and you are now alive. I admit my need of you. I turn away from living my life my way. Please forgive me. Please come into my life. Fill me with your love, your hope, your peace, your freedom, and your purpose. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, I commit to follow you in your ways all the days of my life. Amen.
Thank you for listening.
For more information, please visit our website, abergavenniebaptist.co.uk.